It's the day after Valentine's Day, and that means you've probably already heard enough love songs this week, so you'll hear none of them here, well, not many anyway, but you'll hear lots of good 78s on the Shellac Stack. Being astronomically minded, or at least interested in items of astronomical importance, I couldn't help but watch some of the news coming out of Russia this morning and immediately think of this song, recorded by Ray Pearl and his orchestra, January of 1940, for the Varsity label, record number 8171, The Sky Fell Down, and I offer this by no means to belittle the real suffering going on in Russia right now by many of the people affected by the meteor which fell there early this morning. Nevertheless, Walter Bloom's vocal just somehow takes on new meaning, and I thought I would share that record now. My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the Shellac Stack, 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And as I said, this being the day after Valentine's Day, I'm sure many people are perhaps a bit sick of love songs this week, so I have designed a playlist tonight that avoids most of that, but we'll have a few along the way. I mean, you can't cut them all out. And I don't want to be too much of a Scrooge. Anyway, yesterday being Valentine's Day, I tried my hand in the kitchen at preparing dinner for my wife, made a nice chicken spinach fettuccine, which I was pretty happy with. But along the way, I followed the instructions of my recipe to put in a little dash of cayenne pepper, not realizing how spicy cayenne pepper would make the entire dish. And those of you who know my wife know that she is not a fan of spicy foods. And ultimately, I'm afraid the dish came out a little hotter than I would have liked or than she would have liked. So by way of apology, I offer some musical hotness now, which I hope will not be nearly as offensive. First, Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers. and recording made December 6, 1928. I know, I'm terrible. But Jelly Roll Morton's tune, Red Hot Pepper, is what we'll listen to. And after that, we'll hear something by Roger Wolf Kahn that also fits the bill, but I'll tell you more about that afterwards. First up, here's Jelly Roll Morton.
Thank you.
Figuring that one good hot song deserves another, that's Roger Wolf Kahn and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra, recorded March 10th, 1925 in New York for the Victor label, a Fred Fisher tune called Hot, Hot, Hottentot. Maybe not terribly politically correct, but what a neat little record. Victor 19616. Before that, Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, also recording for Victor, but issued here on a nice buff Bluebird label. From December of 1928, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Pepper. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, bringing you on each program a baker's dozen of 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all kinds of stuff. And just to prove that we're not necessarily a jazz show, but play all kinds of things. Up next, I've got a record by Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra, and before you hit the fast-forward button, I think this is one you might enjoy. I certainly like it. It was recorded March 1st, 1922, in New York, issued on Victor 18878. It's a Richard Whiting tune called While Miami Dreams. Not only is it a pretty tune, but I really like this arrangement. If you listen after only a few seconds into the record, and during the first chorus, you'll hear the trumpets playing a muted effect in the background that sounds mighty like cicadas, obviously to give that effect of a sleepy nighttime in the South. And I really like the effect. See what you think. We'll follow that with a Henry Bussey record, made for Decca in 1936, At Sundown, When Love Is Calling Me Home. So, two records, but listen to this While Miami Dreams. I think you'll like it.
Thank you.
With that unmistakable shuffling rhythm, Henry Bussey and his orchestra, Decca 1101, recorded in Chicago, November 30th, 1936, a Walter Donaldson song, At Sundown, one of my favorite tunes of that era. Before that, a Richard Whiting song, While Miami Dreams, played by Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra, and issued on Victor 18878. From March of 1922. I really like that record. Did you catch the cicadas in the first half? I don't know why. That just really, really gets me. I like that. Anyway, I've got a couple more records for you now that continue this sort of evening, nighttime theme. I didn't really plan it this way, but I just was noticing that as I'm queuing up the next record here. We're going to listen to a Brunswick recorded January of 1920. Brunswick 2006. It's Elizabeth Lennox, and she's singing a tune written by Annie F. Harrison and Maida Arend called In the Gloaming, a song I've always really liked, and we're going to hear it played and sung fairly straight by Elizabeth Lennox with a studio orchestra, and after that, we'll fast forward about 21 years to March of 1941 to hear a Decca record made by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra of the same tune, and what Louis does with it is just really terrific. It's one of my favorite Armstrong records, Decca 3825, his version of In the Gloaming. But first, here's Elizabeth Lennox. Oh,
gloaming, oh, my darling, when the lights are dim and low, and the quiet shadows falling, softly come and softly go. Oh, when the winds are sobbing faintly with the gentle unknown woe, what a day, will you think of me and love me, my darling, as you did once long ago?
Singing and playing as only he could, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, Decca 3825 from 1941, in the gloaming, preceded by the same tune sung by Elizabeth Lennox from a Brunswick record of 1920. Great, great song. I really like hearing Louis Armstrong in that sort of mellow mood, and some nice guitar work on that too. I think that's Lawrence Lucy playing with Louis Armstrong on that one. Well, up next, I have a pair of records of tunes composed by Isham Jones, because at the moment I am working with a fellow collector, Kurt Weisbecker, on Isham Jones' CD reissue project that'll come out on Rivermont in really a matter of weeks at this point. And so Isham Jones has been on my mind a lot recently. I've been listening to a lot of his music. The CD reissue that's forthcoming will feature many of the recordings Isham Jones made in the early 1930s for the Victor label, almost all of which have never appeared on CD before. And there's some really nice tunes in there, so I'm excited to see the CD come out, and I'll be sure and keep you posted on that here on the Shellac Stack, so those of you who are interested in picking up a copy will know when it's available. The CD, incidentally, will be called Shadows on the Suwannee, and features about 25 recordings made between 1932 and 1934. But I'm getting ahead of myself. At the moment, I have two records that are not by Isham Jones, at least in terms of the performer, but the tunes are by Isham Jones. First, we'll hear Song of the Blues, played by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra on Victor 22147, recorded August 15th, 1929 in New York. And then we'll hear Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees do On the Alamo, also on Victor 22084, recorded April 5th, 1929. Just an interesting little side note, the Ben Pollock record of Song of the Blues misspells Isham Jones's name in the artist or in the composer credits as Ishman Jones, which at the time Isham was over on the Brunswick label, though a few years later he would be one of the star band leaders on Victor Records. So it's interesting that even in 1929 they couldn't seem to get his name right on the label. Anyway, here's Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, Scrappy Lambert as Burt Lawrence sings the vocal, Song of the Blues. Thank you.
evening breeze, the rustling leaves, the moaning of the weeping willow trees. Seems they're bringing you the song of the blues. That whippoorwill upon the hill, that lonesome call when all the world is still, seems it's singing you the song of the blues. That peaceful river flowing down to the sea, the stars that twinkle way up high, all croon one tune the same blue melody, just a weary lullaby. That haunting strain creeps in your brain, you'll never lose it till you're home again. Night keeps singing you the song of the blues.
Thank you.
night I said I love you so. For in all my dreams it seems I go where the moon swings low on the Alamo.
Two songs composed by Isham Jones. Not played by Isham Jones. First, Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra taking on Song of the Blues in August of 1929, and after that, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees in April of 1929 doing On the Alamo. A couple of Isham Jones tunes to celebrate the forthcoming Shadows on the Suwannee Isham Jones CD that will be released on Rivermont in, about a month or two from now. Not too far off. Well, we got time for a handful more records on today's Shellac Stack program. And up next, I've got a spotlight on another band leader of the same time period of the 1920s and 30s. This guy, unfortunately, seems to get rather a raw deal these days, Fletcher Henderson, who really was just a magnificent pianist, band leader, arranger, who just doesn't seem to get his due anymore. About 5 years ago, maybe I shouldn't say this, but 5 years ago, I was serving as a teaching assistant for a history of jazz course, and on one of the exams, the instructor asked students to name popular band leaders of the 1930s, and several students at that, in response to that question, wrote Fletcher Henderson, and I was instructed by the teacher of the course that I should not count that as correct, that it should be marked wrong. And I complained. I said, well, Fletcher Henderson did lead a popular band in the 1930s, maybe not quite as well remembered as Benny Goodman or some of the other really popular band leaders, but I certainly saw nothing wrong in saying that Fletcher Henderson was a great band leader of the 1930s. I certainly think he was, and the recorded evidence, I think, bears that out. Anyway, we're going to listen first to Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. I should add that ultimately I got my way and did tell those students they were correct in naming Fletcher Henderson a great band leader. Nevertheless, back to the point. First, we'll hear Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra on a Vocalion record recorded in Chicago, May 28, 1938, a Benny Moten tune called The Moten Stomp, or originally I think called The Moten Swing, but labeled here as The Moten Stomp. After that, we'll hear the Metronome All-Star Band on a Columbia record from February of 1940. Another Jelly Roll Morton tune, The King Porter Stomp. And what a fantastic band this is. Benny Goodman is directing, but in the group we'll hear Charlie Spivak, Ziggy Elman, and Harry James at the trumpet, Jack Teagarden, Jack Jenny on trombone, Toots Mandello, Benny Carter, Eddie Miller, Charlie Barnett, the saxes, Benny Goodman, of course, playing the clarinet, Gene Krupa at the drums, Charlie Christian at the guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, and Bob Haggard on bass. Does it get any better than that? Well, Columbia 35389, a marvelous record of the King Porter Stomp. But first, Fletcher Henderson and his band play the Moten Stomp. Thank you. case you may have been wondering why I played the King Porter Stomp in a set supposedly devoted to Fletcher Henderson, I neglected to mention that that metronome all-star band was directed by Benny Goodman, but the arrangement was Fletcher Henderson. The King Porter Stomp, recorded February 7th, 1940. What a marvelous, marvelous record. Before that, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from about 2 years earlier, May of 1938, a Chicago-based recording on Vocalion 4180 of the Moton Stomp. Up next, an interesting little novelty from 1953. This is Gayla Peavy, and if that name sounds remotely familiar to you, she had one hit in, I think, about that time of a tune called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and especially in recent years, it seems to have been resurfacing more and more. But this is not I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. This is a different record she made, Columbia 40264, recorded September of 1953. And this is just kind of a cute little record. I thought it was worth pulling off the shelf, called Upsy Down Town. Here's Gayla Peavy.
Instead of falling down, down in upsy down town, in upsy down town, the stars are on the ground, the village square goes round and round, the king is wearing shoes where he should wear a crown, down in upsy down town. What a funny sight it is to see a bunny in a nest where a bird should be, a chocolate cake as white as snow, the more you eat the bigger it will grow and grow. In the upsy down town there's magic everywhere, and all day long it's playtime there, each boy and girl is gay and happy as a clown, down
wrong that whenever I hear that name, Gayla Peavy, the first thought that comes to my mind is, well now, I wouldn't say that, Mr. Gildersleeve. I think of Peavy on the Great Gildersleeve. No relation, I am sure. Gayla Peavy there singing Upsy Down Town from September of 1953, Columbia 40264. And with that, we approach the end of today's Shellac Stack program. As always, I'd like to thank you for logging on, tuning in, and thank you for your feedback, too. Those of you who have taken the time to write me and tell me that you enjoy the program, it means a lot to me to know that there are folks out there who enjoy this music like I do and who enjoy listening to the program. So if you would like to send me a message, I welcome your email. My address is shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website at www.briansright.com and send me a message there, or just post a comment to any of the pages dedicated to each Shellac Stack program so that your comments can be seen by others if you so desire. There's also a handy way to get to the website, just www.shellacstack.com will redirect you to my website with the podcasts. So I hope you'll take a moment to send me a note if you're so inclined. And if you have any requests, feel free to send those along as well. Well, last record today is something that I play because recently I was very honored to be asked to join in at a concert this summer in June in Columbia, Missouri, a ragtime concert in honor of the great Johnny Maddox, who was one of the real legendary figures in the ragtime revival in the 1950s. His recordings for Dot did a whole lot to get ragtime back into the public consciousness. And he made some really, really nice records at that time. Johnny Maddox is still with us. He's in his mid-80s now. I've been fortunate enough to be able to go visit him at his home in Tennessee several times and see him at some of these ragtime events around the country. Anyway, the record I'm going to play for you is Dot 15004 from 1951, one of Johnny Maddox's earliest records. Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters, and they're playing a tune called My Mary. I first encountered this song in the soundtrack to Paper Moon, one of my all-time favorite films, where it is played in the background in a couple of scenes, and I always liked this song. So we'll listen to Johnny Maddox play it now, and that'll finish off this edition of the Shellac Stack. I hope you'll join us again in the future for more of these Shellac Stack programs. In the meantime, tell your friends, send a message, and enjoy this last record. Here's Johnny Maddox, My Mary. Bye-bye, everyone.